Friends, we know that on this eventful day, all our listeners will want to follow the news as closely as possible. So during the next 15 minutes, our program, Portia Faces Life, will be interrupted whenever we have fresh word for you. Stay tuned in to Portia Faces Life and listen later on to our radio neighbor, Joyce Jordan.
The finches wake up early and their food for all the day is just a pinch, but it's a cinch. You can't get by that way. Eat a good breakfast, do a better job each day.
And to make sure it's a good breakfast, not a bird breakfast, build it around toasty brown, multi-rich grape nut flakes or rich hot brown grape nut wheat meal. Both are whole grain cereals. Both are basic seven foods. Grape Nut Flakes and Grape Nut Wheat Meal present Portia Faces Life, starring Lucille Wall, a story reflecting the courage, spirit, and integrity of American women everywhere. Now for the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, a modern version presented by Grape Nut Flakes. The Three Bears had an office down on Wall Street. Their secretary was Little Goldilocks. Help was no longer kicking around like cats and dogs in the bull market, so the Three Bears hesitated to sell her short. They called her in, and the big bear said,
"Young lady, your looks are a gilt-edged investment, but your morning's work is pure speculation. Are you trying to do a woman-sized job on a bird breakfast?"
"Oh, dear. I always stop for toast and coffee in the morning."
Then the middle-sized bear said, "Don't you know doctors and dietitians say breakfast should give you from one-quarter to one-third of the whole day's nourishment, and also that it should include the cereal, whole-grain food values?" And Goldilocks said,
"Dear me, nobody ever told me."
Then the little bear said, "Never mind, my dear. Toasty brown, multi-rich grape nut flakes are that kind of a cereal. Delicious to eat and chock full of iron, niacin, and vitamin B1, plus some protein. Now here's a bowl full of milk and fruit. You eat a good breakfast and do a better job. What happened, Goldie herself will tell you."
"I've included crisp grape nut flakes in my good breakfast ever since. Now I'm a boater myself."
"We all need a good breakfast to make good. So get delicious, nutritious, ready-to-eat grape nut flakes. Eat a good breakfast, do a better job." And now, Portia Faces Life. The fact that Colonel Wakefield was in Parkerstown and waiting at Portia's office escaped Miss Daisy. She was still too stunned by what Portia had told her to believe it could be real. Dickie was in danger. Someone known as the Herr Doktor was trying to get him into trouble to force Portia to give up a thing called the Campbell formula. Now at 25 after 11, Portia comes in the door of her law office to be met by Christie's hurried explanation.
"Oh, Mrs. Blake, I honestly didn't know you were back already. You said when you left yesterday it wouldn't be until tomorrow or the next day."
"It's all right, Christy."
"Yes, but that Colonel Wakefield, I'm afraid I wasn't very polite to him. I just the same as told him to mind his own business."
"It's all right, dear. Now, don't be upset about it. Where is he?"
"He's in your office. After he talked to you, I apologized and asked him to sit down, but he won't. He's in there now, pacing the floor."
"Oh, I'll go in.
Do you want me to bring my notebook, Mrs. Blake?"
"No, thank you, Christy. And if anybody calls or comes in, say I'm busy. I won't be able to see anybody until after lunch, about, well, 1:30.
"All right, Mrs. Blake." "Well, Colonel Wakefield, good morning."
"Well, Mrs. But it's Mrs. Manning now, isn't it?"
"Mrs. But how did you... Colonel Wakefield, you've seen him."
"Yes."
"When?"
"About an hour and a half ago in Cleveland. His train stopped there for 10 minutes.
"He's all right, isn't he?" "Of course he is. That's a silly question. I saw him just this morning."
"Yes, he told me how he left without the knowing."
"It was better that way. And at least we had 12 whole hours."
"Just 12 hours. After the time you waited and what you've gone through."
"Oh, no,
I don't...
Colonel Wakefield. You don't understand, and I... Well, I can't tell you."
"That's what he said, too."
"It's something that belongs to us, and... we can't share it with anybody else. There just aren't any words."
"I'm so glad the two of you had sense enough to do it. You know, he's changed, Portia."
"Changed?
Yes, he's quieter, more certain. It's good to see him that way, knowing the job he's got ahead of him when he gets into Germany. He'll do his job, Portia. And what's more, he'll be back someday.
Yes. He will be back someday.
You sound as sure as he was.
I am sure. But that isn't why you're in Parkertown.
No.
The reason is the Herr Doctor.
And Karen Zaharo.
Oh.
I'm leaving this country after tomorrow. Be gone at least 3 months. Walter said Karen had given her word. She'd turn the doctor in as soon as she had the proof. But he planned to frame your son in order to get the Campbell formula. But I'm afraid to trust Karen. Even though the arrest of the Herr Doctor means saving her own skin.
You're perfectly right, Colonel Wakefield. She can't be trusted. She has absolutely no intention of reporting the Herr Doctor.
How do you know?
She told me so. A little after 4 this morning.
What's that?
She came to the Dalrymple summer place after Walter had left.
She doesn't know you're married.
Oh, yes. That's why she's going to help the Herr Doctor frame Dickie. Even if it means taking her chances with the Nazis afterwards.
Oh, so that's the size of it.
Yes, that's it.
Porter, getting the Campbell formula is merely an important sideline. His real job in this country is to create disunity. And he has a fertile field. For some of us are greedy, and a great many intolerant. If the Herr Doctor and the organization he so skillfully built up can channel that disunity, he can do an immense service for his father.
A greater service than any of us might realize until it was too late.
You understand, then, what I'm driving at.
Well, the danger is pretty obvious, isn't it? Germany can still win the peace, even though she loses the war. If victory finds us torn apart with race riots, labor trouble, distrust of our statesmen, and hatred for each other. And what a break that would be for Germany.
Yes, and it's the Herr Doctor's job to help make that break for her. That's why this time we've got to be sure he's behind bars, where he belongs. He must not get away.
There's one way of making certain that he doesn't.
Portia, if you're thinking what I think you are, no, you can't do it.
Said the Herr Doctor mustn't get away this time. If we let him go ahead with his plan, we'll have all the evidence we need to arrest and convict him.
But the boy is your son.
You didn't have to remind me of that, Colonel Wakefield. Yes, but he is my son. But I'm not the only mother who... I'm not the only one.
He's just a child.
The best plane spotter on Malta during the time the Germans were bombing that...